Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
My name is Glenn Rogers, and I'm 59.
Mike Impey, my age is 65 years old. Mostly today we want to hear your story, but I was hoping we could start out with you telling us a little bit about the Shi'vwits band history and kind of where the Shi'vwits came from.
First of all, I want to say that I'm a full-blooded Paiute Indian. And in the Paiute history, they say we came from the Grand Canyon, on the bottom of the Grand Canyon. The Kaibab and the Irinkirik, Shi'vwits and Bushheads, and they just had so many when we first came out, 1700s, 1600s, all the way down through our beliefs. Back then, the rocks, they used to talk. The birds, they talked to you. And my parents, my grandparents told me at that time was everything back then talk, where they can tell you what to do and where to go. And you have all these people that are studying all these things, and they just can't seem to get who the people are, that we already have our burials and all this other stuff in southern Utah, what they find. And they find all these human remains, and they wonder who they are. They speculate. It's always speculation. And I think for the Paiutes, they always wonder, who are we? Who are we? We've been here for thousands and thousands of years. And a lot of them, they think that we were illiterate. What they don't realize is we could count to 100 to 1,000 in Paiute. Sui, Wai, Pai, Huichung, Manuk. But in reality, the Paiutes knew how to count. They knew how to add. They knew how to subtract. But a lot of these people, they don't get it. They think that, well, geez, they weren't that smart.
Interested to know a little bit about your story, where you went to school, how you thought about school, if school was a good experience, bad experience.
I went to school in Enterprise Elementary, and there was where my father worked at, in the farms, in the fields, baling hay and potatoes and all this other stuff. I learned how to read and write and spell and add and subtract. I didn't know anything about that kind of world. When I went to school, it was different, because they have a set way of eating. You had to eat with a fork and spoon, you know. Back then, I didn't know what a fork and spoon was. We ate it with, you know, Indian, what I call Indian bread. We call it karate bread, and we just dip it like that. There was some bad things. I don't know if we did or not. There was a lot of prejudice. Whereas in kindergarten, first grade, my brother went sent to the principal. I don't know why. I think some little Anglo boy is calling us dirty Indians, and so we fought back, and they punished us. The principal hit us with a ruler about two times in the butt. And I remember after school, we'd have rock fights. As on one side would be the Anglos, and on the other side would be the Indians. And so we'd have a rock fight with all each side like that. And we'd actually throw rocks at each other, and somebody would get hit in the head, and we'd all stop and, you know, and stuff like that. So what do you do when you're that age? You have to fight back some way, or they'll take advantage of you. I went to the class reunion, and it was totally different. They're all older, and they're more matured, I guess. And it was so fun to go back, because Enterprise, those people are the salt of the earth, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I've been a lot of places and done a lot of things, good and bad. And when I went back there, I says, geez, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it going to school here, and worth it going back there and looking at those people. And it was so good to see them and talk to them.
Where do you see the band or the Paiute people in 10 years or 20 years?
Well, in 10 or 20 years, a lot of the younger people are going to be highly educated, more than what we are now. And I see that they're going to strive and make a lot of money for the band, so they can do what they need to do for different projects. And taking care of the people there, that they can do whatever they need to do to their home or for their kids. And I see that's the future. I know they're going to have a store up there, and I know they already have a gym, and they have a clinic. So probably some more homes, and the future is more than that. The future is learning how to speak their own language again. And there's going to be classes for that, Paiutes, and there's going to be classes on Paiute etiquette and different types of things like songs, dances, and things like that. And a lot of people, they tend to look at this place and they think that, oh my God, how did these people live here? they don't think back, their mind don't think back of how it was back then. It wasn't like this. Their songs also sung about a lot of these hills, but they're all gone now.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.